I am Ariane Susui. I am indigenous to the Wapichana people from the state of Roraima, but I currently live in Manaus, state of Amazonas, in Brazil. I wrote a news report that was published at the Reporter Brasil and also at the Rainforest Journalism Fund. The news report is about the indigenous candidates who ran for election in 2022 in the Amazon. The report shows the difficulties and challenges that those candidates faced when going around the territories. When we are talking about the Amazon, we are talking about remote areas. To reach certain regions, these candidates must spend days traveling by boat or taking an air taxi. An hour flight costs an average of 10,000 to 20,000 reais, 2,000 to 4,000 US dollars. And you can imagine if the candidate doesn't have access to resources to reach those territories, they won't be able to run a campaign like others who do have access to those resources. And in addition to facing the challenges of running a campaign in person, they also face disinformation, fake news. We are talking about regions where the internet is very poor. Then people choose the radio, which is very common in the Amazon. Therefore, there are many challenges that those candidates face. And I noticed during a walk with a specific candidate, an indigenous woman, Wanda Witoto, in the state of Amazonas. I got in the boat and it was very hot. It was a very difficult walk. There I noticed difficulties. I wrote about that to show how hard it is for indigenous candidates to run a campaign in the Amazon. In the end, none of the movement's indigenous candidates who were nominated by the indigenous peoples were elected. And my experience related to this as a journalist, as an indigenous woman, as an activist, is to understand that the processes are very exclusionary. And in politics, it couldn't be any different for indigenous peoples who are in the process of entering politics nowadays, entering and running for a public office.